morning, everyone.
But you've moved this item up on the agenda because it doesn't get justice always being at the end of the agenda. And and I personally think that it needs more time because I believe that some things are on here that people may not know what it means. And Lucy and I had a discussion about that.
All right, well, we have this report as an informational item at every quarterly committee meeting. And we've changed some things up, and I'm very open to suggestions of any new information that folks want to see, or perhaps information in a different format. You know, we have on the left-hand side, we're capturing our overall progress, the percentage that we're at every month. We do a comparison of last month to the current month. We have the monthly rate trends that shows the time frame of a year, so that we have a snapshot of a year with the percentages of where we've been at every month. On the right-hand side, we're giving a snapshot of policies that are passed due by policy area, which gives us sort of our overall total past due policies. I'm giving a 12-month forecast to give people heads up as to how many policies we have coming due for review in any given month. And again, we're giving an entire year's worth heads up. And then lastly, on the lower right-hand corner, we have the prior month's activities, so new policies, policies that are reviewed or revised, and then our retired policies. We've been hovering around the 94 percentile, 95 percentile for some months now. For folks, a bit of the history is, you know, at the top right-hand side, we had a baseline of 71.5% of policies that were current back in 2016 when that LAB audit report came out. So we've made significant improvements, and there have been discussions in the past regarding what percent we really want to use as our target or target goal, and we've set that at 96%. There have been discussions about, you know, do we want to say that we should be at 100%, but we know that 100% is sort of, you know, it doesn't seem realistic given that there's a lengthy process that has to take place regarding updating policies and then pushing it through to the approval process. So I just wanted to thank you, Mary, for the opportunity to speak on this a little bit further up on the agenda. And I guess I wanted to open it up for any suggestions, any feedback. Is there something different that folks want to see? We can continue to have this agenda item as informational, but I did want to just provide that to you all.
Lucy, let's ask some questions. Like you and I talked about, let's see if people are willing to be some sports in this meeting to see if they really know what's on this report. Mm-hmm. Martha Badger, would you be willing to answer a question? Martha there. She's here, but
hi, sorry about that. I am here. The elusive mute button. Great.
Would you be willing to answer? I'm just gonna pull on some random people. Would you be willing to answer a question about this report if Lucy asks you a question?
Yes, I'd certainly be willing to give it a try.
Okay, Lucy, ask a question.
Okay. So on the left hand side here under review period, we have some categories. So within scheduled period, what do you feel that means?
If I say it would be a policy that was reviewed within the scheduled period, so if it expires May 12, 2023, it was reviewed prior to May 12th. The review was initiated prior to May 12, 2023.
So within scheduled period means that these are the policies that are active and current. Maybe I need a ledger of definitions.
Thank you, Martha. Oh, God, sorry, I think I failed, but anyway.
No, it's not about, this isn't about pass-fail, it's just about getting involved in this report, because there's a lot of data and information on there.
Exactly, no, I appreciate that, Mary, I'm just kidding. But yeah, within scheduled period, apparently could use some clarification.
Yes, and that is helpful for me to know, because again, we're putting out this information, but what does it mean to folks? Do people truly understand what these what the words on here mean, right? So that's helpful. And then, we have up to a year overdue, more than one, up to 3 years. I think those are a little bit more self-explanatory, but that within scheduled period, I think, the clarification is those are policies that are current and active.
Yeah, because it's under the review period as well. I wonder if it could use its own standalone box, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lauren Hubbard, would you like to answer a question today?
Sure.
Do it, Lauren.
No, go for
it. Okay, Lucy, Lauren's going to answer a question.
Let's see here. Under our categories of past due by policy area, I think it's a really simple question, but given any of those areas there, the numbers under past due, is it clear that that's the number of policies that are past due?
Yes, that's clear to me.
Okay.
Hey, how about Gary Kraft?
Here.
Okay, Gary. Try a question.
12-month forecast. Policies due for review in any given month. Is it clear that that number is the number of policies that are coming due? So let's say, for example, August 2023. We have four there. When looking at this, would it be clear to you that come August 2023, we have four policies that are up for review that are coming due? And Gary's our sort of a guru when it comes to like data and how to present it. So Gary, please.
I think I would change your title.
Okay.
Just to make sure that people know that you're looking for a forward-looking rather than a backward.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry I didn't phrase my answer in the form of a question.
That's not correct.
Her hand up.
Dana Jane.
Yeah. Sorry, this is Dana. Lucy, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this report going to include now CYFS and DHHS policies as they go ahead and go into policy stat, or are you making this specific to BHS?
So this is specific to BHS. We are in the process of integrating every service line under DHHS into policy stat, but this is specific to BHS.
Okay, and perfect. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll do a couple more. Lolita Williams, would you like to answer a question?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see here. On the left-hand side, we have columns that say number of policies and percentage of total. For last month, we had 472 policies that were current and active, and this month, the month of May, rather, we had 469 policies. When we're looking at the percentage of the total. Let me see. I'm trying to think of a question here. Can you easily identify how the numbers have changed? So when you're looking at this, and I'm looking at last month, right? We had 472, this month 469. Is it clear that there's been a change in numbers there? Like, do you understand what that change is?
I do.
Okay.
Because the number that was due, and so less are due, and so the percentages go down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, one last person. Chiquita, would you like to answer a question? You're available? I don't know. It appeared to be, but...
I'll try.
Okay, thank you, Chiquita.
Let's see here. Is it easily understood by looking at this? Considering that on the right-hand side, we're noting that our baseline is 71.5% as of that specific August of 2016, does it make sense, or is it easily understood that we are, that the data that we have in here has this 71.5% as like a starting point? Like, if you're looking at it, it's a snapshot. Is it understood that this is where we were on the right hand side as far as that title in the lighter blue, and then going to the left hand side where we're at today?
Can we switch the sides? I don't know. I mean, but yes, I can see, it's clear that that's the baseline, so
mm-hmm.
I see that, but I wonder if, like, we always start, like, I don't know, when I read, I'm reading from left to right, right? So if this mm-hmm. is where we're starting, mm-hmm. and then this is where we are today, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's just me.
That's a good suggestion. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank everybody today for their excellent input and how we can adjust and how Lucy can modify the report and how people understood or didn't understand what was on the report. It's the best way she could get information and input in the most effective way. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Next agenda item, please.